Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
CBN News is reporting that former Chinaman leader says that what China needs right now, the best hope for China, is Jesus Christ. Now, this is a former Chinaman leader. You got to listen to this. But let me tell you, God is moving around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the nations are coming to Jesus. You got to listen to this.
Today marks the 24th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protests. The bloody crackdown by the Chinese military drove one of the protest leaders into exile, but also into faith with Jesus Christ. Chai Ling now heads a ministry opposed to China's forced abortions under the one-child policy. She told a U.S. congressional subcommittee that her country may be materially rich, but it is spiritually poor and needs a moral anchor to restrain selfishness and corruption. She believes Christ is China's best hope, and she prays that Chinese conversions to Christianity will lead to a, quote, godly partnership between America and China. President Obama meets with China's new president next week.
How powerful is that? I mean, here's a leader protest, and now she's forced into exile, but she found the Lord. Let me tell you something. Just because things start out, not good place, in God, they always end well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's right around the corner. God's going to just take care of the situation.
Yeah.
But amazing. Look at this. She says that although China is materially rich, they're spiritually poor. I can name another country like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, the United States. Materially rich, there's something that's happening everywhere, it seems, all across the world, that the answer to everything is more money. Is more money.
All right.
I mean, we just throw money at this, throw money at that, we throw money at this, throw money at that. And, I mean, my goodness, I mean, you would think that if you had all the money in the world, it would solve every problem.
Mm-hmm.
It would solve every problem. But, I mean, have we not seen, and many have fallen for that lie, but have we not seen enough of people in the media and entertainment world that have lost their minds?
Oh, yeah.
Who have been, have seen, vast wealth.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if money was the answer, why are they losing, some of them are losing their minds. Why are some of them, jumping out of windows, committing suicide?
Right. Constantly in and out of rehab.
Yeah. Yeah, in and out of all these things. Come on now. What's the deal here? What's the deal? And it's because money's not the answer.
Yeah, I think about it. As soon as she said that, as far as, we have material wealth, but we're spiritually not wealthy. I think about that's exactly what Jesus said to the church at Laodicea in Revelation. He says that, you say to me that you're rich.
I have need of nothing.
Yeah, in Revelation 3, verse 17, he says, you say, I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and I don't need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. And he says, I counsel you, buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich. And it's just like, rich is not the materialism in the eyes of the world. Richness is closeness and relationship with Jesus Christ.
I know that's right.
That's wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you know what? It that did not impress God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That did not impress the Lord. Your bank account, big or small, does not impress God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how people have been so easily manipulated by money. I mean, I've seen in just certain, listen, if you're elevating someone in your fellowship because they have money, if you're putting them in a position because they have some sort of, wealth, that is not good. God does not look at that stuff. And it's amazing. God is not into favoritism. He's not into any of those things. He's going to hold us accountable for that. He's going to absolutely hold us accountable. And listen, our answer is not going to be money. And let me just give you like a little clue here. In a little while, there ain't gonna be no more money left. There's not going to be any money.
No.
I mean, God showed us prophetically, showed me that the economy was going to be over in 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetically speaking, that it was going to be a rapid thing. The world was going to change as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me this dream. He spoke to me prophetically. And let me tell you, not just me. I mean, Greg saw money being just sucked up like a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a pyramid. And then at the end of it, it was like, it was all burnt up.
Yeah.
It was all burnt up. And you have what's going on in, I mean, Greece is really quiet right now. It's really quiet. But those dominoes will fall. We shared about how there's so many people in Spain that are squatting. They're staying in homes that have been absolutely abandoned, and no one's even coming to chase them out.
Wow.
Listen, these idols are going down, and if we've made money such an idol, not only in this country, but we've made money an idol all around the world. And this former leader is so true. I mean, she has a ministry, and she's doing things to save babies and girls. But the answer for China is not, you know, it's not, the answer's not only for China, it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's for the whole world. We can't lean on false idols, and the biggest idol today is money.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the church itself, only 3% of the church, according to George Barna, actually tithes, right. Actually honors the Lord. And I think about one of the verses in the Bible that speaks about, says, listen, you're storing up all of the stuff in your barn, not even knowing that this night your life is going to be called for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many people are investing so much in their homes, mm-hmm. and their own personal wealth and their own stuff? Meanwhile, leaving God's house, God's people, destitute, there's nothing mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And God says, bring your tithe into the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you can't serve both. You can't serve God and money. You got to choose who you will serve.
That's right.
You know, and let me tell you something. You rather have the Lord. That's an indictment. That's an indictment to be materially rich and spiritually poor. You know what? That's a good inventory for anyone to take. And when we say rich, understand that you live, if you live in America, in the top, what, 20% of the world?
Yeah.
I would probably say maybe 15, 10% of the world.
Yeah.
Think about that. You are enormously rich, the poorest person in America, in these United States, lives on average more square footage than the average European, not the poorest European, the average European.
Mm-hmm.
We have luxuries in this country that only some people can only dream about. Clean water. And you take a glass of water out of your sink, you refuse to drink the glass of water out of your sink because you say it tastes bad, and you only drink Evian or bottled water. Because it's just nasty what comes out of your sink. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, friend, that there's some people that don't even have clean water. They would love to have the water that you call nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, so often it's just like we take what God has given us, and it's like we don't even see. It's like we've been born into a lifestyle of comfort that now we become to expect and even now demand comfort.
And that's something.
Yeah.
And it's like, my goodness, if we don't take heed, if we don't have a checkup from the neck up, if we don't realize what is happening to us,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we are on a slippery slope, and once you start sliding, you are not going to be able to get yourself back up. This is going down. But it can all be avoided. Let me tell you, there's hope for America. There is hope for the church. But the only hope can be found in Jesus Christ. The only hope can be found in the Lord and getting things right. I mean, how many times have people thought that money was the right thing, only to find out that, you know, there's an old story of the businessman. He says, I work so hard and get all this wealth and get all this money, and I need to put my kids to college, and I got bills to pay, I got mortgage to pay, I got all this stuff, and I'm going to just keep working the extra hour. I'm going to burn the midnight oil, and he's working so hard to climb up this ladder of success, and he gets all the way to the top of the building. He's made it. You remember those old Toyota commercials? The guy rides a Toyota and he stops a car and he jumps out and says, oh what yeah. a feeling. Yeah. I'm dating myself. Old Toyota. He's jumping up on top of that building. I've made it. I've did it. I've conquered the world. I got the commas in the paycheck that I wanted. Mm. I bought the houses and I bought the cars and I bought all the stuff and I got it and I'm living the American dream. And he's getting caught up in this moment. All of a sudden, he's looking across the sky. And he's looking at the other building. And he's looking closer and closer. And guess what? Those kids, he says, they look like my kids. And that woman over there, that looks like my wife. Yeah, sir. You were spending all this time climbing this ladder, chasing the dream, chasing the money, chasing the lifestyle, mm-hmm. and you made it. You made it up the ladder. You did it. You're right. But your ladder was on the wrong building. Mm. Your family and God were on another building. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage this where America is at. They think that they've made it. They think that they've accomplished success. Because they've got the stuff. Let me tell you, stuff can go in a day. Hello, Oklahoma? Yeah. Hello? You know, I mentioned that just to say that a short tornado, a tornado that lasts less than an hour, destroyed homes, annihilated them. And all the stuff that was there is just missing, broken, torn up, messed up, gone. Let me tell you, stuff, it's just stuff. You can't take any of these things with you. But it's better to be spiritually rich, to have your substance, your whole life built on God than on money.
Mm. Amen. All right.
Telling you, on money. And this sounds so agreeable, sounds so good. I'm telling you, do an inventory. Do an inventory, you know, and draw a line, take a white piece of paper, and then on the left-hand side, write materially rich, and then write spiritually on the other side, draw a line right down the middle. Listen, it's better that you inspect yourself now than to have God expose this to you later, mm-hmm. and you can't do nothing about it. Do an inventory of yourself. You know, the book of Proverbs tells us that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to our ways. We should give thought to our ways. If you don't evaluate what you're doing today now, when will you evaluate?
Yeah, that's all right.
And there's nothing like that heartache. There's nothing like realizing that you've spent your life. We talked about on VFN Radio, what are you going to do with the life, the time that you have left? But it's nothing sadder to realize that you spent your life on things that matter least. I often think about those guys during the Enron scandal, that big energy company in California, how many times those folks, you know, work the extra hours. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, you got to do what you got to do. God doesn't mind you having money and having nice things. He minds if money has you. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't mind you working hard, and if you had to do a little overtime here and there and, you know, doing the things to take care of your family, listen, all of that's within reason. But we're talking about beyond the reason. We're talking unhealthy. We're talking where this has consumed your life. There's more to life than stuff. He says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well. But it matters what you seek.
That's right. It does matter.
It matters, you know, because you can spend all your time in the wrong place, at the wrong place.
Yeah.
And then when it's over, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for America. We're seeing all, you know, this nation has been so blessed, is oozing with so much wealth, and yet, you know, there's such a moral decline in our nation. There's such a moral decline in our nation. And it's so important that we turn back our hearts to the Lord. Let me tell you something. All this wealth is there's signs, it's evidence going to be mm-hmm. brought up against us.
Yeah.
These chunks of gold, the stuff that we have is going to be thrown at yeah. our side and saying, you've been so blessed. What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, when much is given, much is expected. Huh. And there's a lot of resources. You know, something that always just totally just gripped my heart when I found out, I think it was actually in you were talking earlier about Richard Wurmbrand, and there was an evangelist, and he, I don't know, was in like South Africa or somewhere, or a country, and he met a little village man, and he had one page of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't even read it, but he knew it was from the Bible. And every day, and he couldn't even keep it in his Bible because it was in an area where there was Christians were persecuted. So he went like miles away and dug it in the ground and hid it.
Buried it?
Buried it. And every night or every couple of nights when he was able to, he would go walk wherever he went and buried it, and then he would just stare at it. And it's just like we have the whole Bible from cover to cover. We understand it. You can walk down, and in this country of America, it's just like the blessings that we have just don't even begin to touch on the reality of how God has set us apart. I mean, we've talked about the birth of this nation, how this nation has come to pass, that we have aligned ourselves in agreement with Israel, and it's just like God sees that, and it's just like, okay, we are blessed. Every day we see God bless America, God bless America, and it's just like, no, we have, God has blessed America. We need to acknowledge God, because if not, we're going to answer for that.
Absolutely.
We're going to answer for that.
Absolutely. It's not, you know, I feel convicted even saying, God bless America. It's how much more blessing is he going to pour out?
Do you want more? Right. Do we need more?
Yeah. I mean, time for America to bless God.
Yeah.
That's what it's time for. It's time for America to bless God. I want to tell you, ask yourself the question, are you materially rich mm-hmm. and spiritually poor? Do the inventory. Check yourself while you still have time. And if you got to correct it now. Be on the right side of this and say, God, I want to turn my life around. I want to be right with you.
Yeah.
I want a different result. I want to be spiritually rich towards you.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. To stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.